message this morning. He said to give my children Ephesians 3 and 20. And most of us knows that. Ephesians 3 and 20. It reads from the Amplified. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and to do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Thank God for the word of God. I want to use this morning for just a simple subject. I believe you will be blessed. We just say fact or truth. Fact or truth? Tell your neighbor fact or truth. Which will you believe? According to Webster, fact is a statement that is consistent with reality or can be proven with evidence. Truth that which is true in accordance with fact and reality. Equality, a state of being true. But this morning, we're going to look at truth from the standpoint or the viewpoint as it pertains to the word of God. Are you with me? Church, we're living in a day and a time. The Lord says when many of his children are accepting the world point of view, facts, instead of the truth of his word. Jesus declared, and I want you to follow me because I'm trying to build a case here. In John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and life, the life. As believers this morning, we're not talking about truth as it pertains to the courtroom or the world point of view, but we're talking about truth or the truth of God's word. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. The Lord said to me, I told my people that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Follow me now, y'all pay attention. He said, so many of my people are being destroyed because of the lack of the truth or knowledge of my word. He said, those that are born again must live by the truth of my word. He said, so many of my children have limited me. Limited my ability to do the greater. The what seems to be impossible in their lives. Because of their mindset. And for some, lack of faith. He said, I can't work outside of faith. And we know without faith it's impossible to please him. Follow me now. It have to be, he said, by faith. He said, they're believing that I can do this shouldn't. Always believe that I can do what I said I can do. Listen, Church of God. The text said, listen, that our Father God has all power and ability, that he is able, according to the purpose and the power that works, that lives on the inside of us, to do super abundantly, more sufficiently, above all that you dare to think, beyond your highest thoughts. If you could think it, if you could dream it, if you could imagine it, God is saying, I am God. I can do it. Our God is simply amazing. What the word says, our God can and will do. That's what the word says, exceedingly abundantly above. But God, the Holy Ghost said to me that many in the church, many of his children, have conformed to this world's system, to this world's facts, instead of renewing their minds to the truth of my word. He said, Romans 12 tells us not to conform with the standards of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word. The word is the only thing which is the truth that can transform our minds. You see, he said to me that many have allowed the world system to take authority over their mindset. Hallelujah. With facts concerning certain things. He said, he told us in his words in John, I believe 15, that said, we are in the world, but not of the world. Follow me now. He said, a church, many in the church have gone with facts. Church which are good to a degree when it comes to this world. It's good to a degree. But the thing is, the world system have dictated to us, when we have the word, facts have said to us what sickness and diseases we have to live with. Hallelujah. What diseases will eventually pass on through the generational line and the seed. Facts have said to us, this world system, that once you get a certain disease, you have to live with it or die with it. Are you with me? Facts of this world system have said to us, we cannot afford certain things based on our financial state. Of sometime, a race, a color. However, what Father wants to remind you, me, the church, that when you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, you were delivered from the power of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. Therefore, that means you are kingdom children. You are children of the Most High God. So spiritually, the power of the Most High dwells on the inside of us. So there is a king in you. So the kingdom of God is within us. So therefore, we don't need to think like the world, act like the world, believe like the world. The facts that the world has released to us, the church has adapted and adjusted to it. And God is saying, no, 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 no. You are the kingdom. Spiritually, you and me, and I'm in you. So you don't have to accept the facts. Although the facts to man in this world system is actually their truth. But our truth is the truth of what God says. The truth of the word that said, I am that I am. And I'll be whatever you want me to be. He's in you. He's in you, y'all. The kingdom of God is in us. That means his authority, his power, his rulership resides in us. There is a king in you. So if the King of Kings and Lord of Lords resides in me, that means the word should be in me, right? I don't have to accept the fact of what the world says. That I got to keep this disease. I got to hold on to it. That it'll always be this way. That's how the world operates. But we are children of the Most High God. Are you with me? Kingdom truth resides and lives. Supernatural and miraculous things happen in the kingdom. They exceedingly abundantly above. Hallelujah. Happens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So then, if you read New Testament scripture, just follow me. I'm building a case. It tells us that where Jesus abides, food multiplies. Storm stands still. Demons flee. Where Jesus resides and abides. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Dead people are raised to life because he is the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's truth, church. What we have believed according to the facts that were given to us, the Lord said, listen, it has crippled, hindered, and hampered the church from receiving the exceedingly abundantly above what God wants us to have. Because we have listened to facts and what man said can't be done. When we as a people, when we need anything from the kingdom, you go to the word. Hallelujah. And you pull it from the word. You get the word in you, and then you apply it to the facts of what man says. Man says, this is impossible. That's impossible. But the truth, the word says, God can do anything. The Lord said that it has crippled and hindered the church from receiving, church, what's rightfully yours. So God, what God wants to do for the church in this season, in this time, that he has ordained and he said, this is our time for change. God is preparing your hearts. That's why you're getting all this. To receive the exceedingly abundantly above what you're able to ask or even think. Stop looking sad. Stop giving up on God. Stop looking down, praise God. You're a child of God. I don't care what the fact says. I submit to you, the truth of the word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can pierce. It can get through anything. It can do anything. Hallelujah. That's the truth of the word. Which will you believe? Fact or truth? Are you with me? Today, I believe that through the Holy Ghost, God is renewing somebody's mind right now. I said, God is renewing our minds. He's letting us know, yes, fact is good in its place, but we don't even rely on just mere truth. We rely on the truth of the word, that whatever God says, whatever God says, whatever God says, whatever God says to you, it is so, and it will happen. All you gotta do is wait a while. Clap your hands and give him praise. He said, I am not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. So why, child of God, why do we hang our heads down as though we don't know God? But we come on Sunday, and some of us, we can't sit down. All of us, we're dancing, and we're praising the God of our salvation. But yet, when it comes to certain things in our lives, we limit this great God that you can feel bubbling up on the inside. Like my daddy used to say, every now and then, he moves on the altar of your heart. You come here and you dance and you shout and you praise this God. Yet you go home and your head is down because you believe the facts that he said, I see high blood pressure. I see sugar diabetes. You can't have this job. You can't have this and that. I see this disease and that. Sickle cell anemia. Glory to God, kidneys and heart disease. Glory to God, we accept the fact because it came from doctors who studied this. But I know a man named called Jesus. He's not even a man. He's a God that supersede, that created the doctors. Therefore, if you got his word, that's all you need. Apply the word. Clap your hands. Give God glory. That's what happened. That's what has happened. Whether y'all want to believe it or not, we've conformed our minds. Oh, Shabba. Oh, no, no, no. That whatever diagnosis, whatever answer we get, oh, Lord, I've been believing for this job. God said the job is yours. But yet, glory to God, you got the phone call. Somebody else got it. Don't worry about it. If God said it, that person that got it won't keep it. Glory to God, because you got a word, and that word is truth. Clap your hands and give him praise. Whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. What is it that Father wants you to know? We're moving, y'all. I'm going to get there. Oh, God, what is it that the Lord wants you to know? What's the takeaway? Jesus wants you to understand something. That you serve an Ephesians 3:20 God. Clap your hands right there. About the scripture. It's on the screen. Think about it. Listen what it says. I am able to do. If you can imagine it, if you could think it, sometimes the enemy wanna tell, oh no, God won't do that. You think God gonna do that? If you believe it, all things are possible to them that believe. He said to tell you, you serve in Ephesians 3:20, God. That Hebrews 11:8 says that Jesus Christ, listen, is the same today, yesterday, and forever. what he did in Old Testament times during the days of Abraham and Moses. Hallelujah. And David, he can do it again. For fact, listen to me now. And then God backed it up and he said, tell them. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. But listen, I said, he said, what he did then, he can do it again. For facts stood up, y'all, against the truth of Abraham and Sarah. Said to Abraham and Sarah, you too old. That's the fact now. To have a child. You are past the age conceiving of conception. But I want you to know God's word, truth stood up. Truth began to speak and said in Genesis 17:5, Abraham, you shall be the father of many nations. That was the truth of the word. Facts stood up against Moses as Pharaoh pursuing the Red Sea before Pharaoh's army behind him. But the truth of God's word spoke up and stood fast. Exodus 14, God said to Moses, lift up your rod. Stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. That was the truth of God's word. Facts stood up in the New Testament against Mary and said, it's impossible for a virgin to conceive without being touched or having sexual relationship with a man. But the truth of God's word spoke. Said in Luke 1:31. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. This holy thing you will conceive in your womb. So truth of God's word stood up. When facts said, it's literally impossible. Clap your hands. Give God glory. In the house. So who? Which would you believe? You may not have never received just a word from the Lord, but if you connected to the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, he's spoken to you. He's told you something. He might have showed you in a dream. Whatever it is, years have gone by. Days has come and gone. And it seems like it's not going to happen. But can God? I said, can God? God can turn any situation around. Clap your hands. I said, clap your hands. Give God glory in this place. Morning. I don't know what hand of fact this world system has dealt you. You, and you. But remember, you are in this world, but not of the world. Fact might have said to you, you'll never be healed, never be cured. Fact, what the doctor says, it's incurable. And the enemy of your soul has been taunting your mind. You heard about this person dying with that and this person with that. And here come the doctor telling you what you got and you got to live with. Hallelujah. But I read in the word, and the fact says you got it. And the fact said you got to keep it. And the fact said there's no cure. I saw the word of God stood up and truth stood up and spoke in Psalm 103. In Psalm 103 it says, he healed all of my disease. Forgive all of my sins. Clap your hands and give God glory. Truth stood up and said, I'm the Lord your God that healeth you. The truth said, with God's stripes, you are already healed. Truth spoke up. The word spoke and said, you don't have to live with this. For I am the Lord your God. I am your healer. Clap your hands. If we not healed, if we not delivered, if we not set free, he'll announce to you, it's not God's fault. It's not his fault. He's already told the truth of his word. And he's saying, children, the same faith that it took for you to get saved, it takes that same faith just to believe that I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Clap your hands and give God praise. Fact might have told you, said to you according to that habit, what you're going through and you can't seem to shake it. You feel captured and caged. Facts say to you, according to statistics, what we see, you'll never be delivered. Ah, glory to God. But look for an 18. When Jesus said, praise God, the truth of his word, it stood up and says, I came to set the captive free. Whatever have you captured, I don't care what it is. What haven't you got? What desires you may have? I came to set the captive free. So if you believe the truth of my word, I'll set you free. I'll break every bondage. I'll loose every shackle. Thank God for the truth of his word. Say to somebody else, I don't know, like I said, what hand the facts of this world has dealt you and you and you, but one thing I do know, how but shut, we can rely on the word, the infallible, sharp word, pure word, holy word of God. Everything gonna eventually go down, but the word. I saw the word. Stood up.